Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cash.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tele Tuesday. You know, we were not on yesterday because of those technical glitches, and we do go out over Facebook, so no postings was out there. But mine for Monday, I'm going to blend in with Tele Tuesday. Stephanie Haynes will not be with us this evening. She's a bit up under the weather. We want her to stay at home and rest so she can prepare herself for next week, and she'll be right back with us talking about series part number 3 of Love Languages. And I'd like to give a shout out to my great niece in Houston, Texas, Miss Jacqueline Fuller. It is her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackie. But you know, that young lady is the president of the Chemical Engineers at Prairie View University. Smart, smart, smart cookie. As a matter of fact, those smarts kind of run through the bloodline because all of my nieces and greats are very, very, very brilliant people out there. I'm so proud of them. I wonder, where did that blood get started? So we're going to say happy birthday to you, Jackie Fuller, many, many more. And what I wanted to share with you and tell you to be mindful of. See, I'm going to combine yesterday with today. And what I'm going to say to you is, no matter what the circumstances, you should never concede defeat. Never conclude that you have reached a dead end. That's everything is finished. You possess a glorious future. And precisely because of that, you must persevere and study. Life is eternal. We need to focus on two existences, the present and the future, and not get caught up in the past. We must also have the spirit to begin anew from this moment, to initiate a new struggle each day. In order to initiate that new struggle each day, our words, our thoughts, and our actions set up the effects that we will get from karma. You know, we use that word out there, karma. Everybody talk about it. But do you really understand it? So I'm asking you, for those of you who do not understand it, do a little bit of research on it. We're going to get back to that because that's what we're going to talk about, the causes that we make. Briefly this evening, I'm going to play you some music, give you some update, and hope that you will continue to enjoy your wonderful, wonderful evening. But what I want to tell you is that, you know, the renter's protection, you know, the moratorium was lifted. That's for the federal, okay? And that's for the national. But California is still in existence. We still have renter's protection here. I think that's going to go up until 2023. So you want to check into housingiskey.org and get as much information as you can get on that, because there's no sense in us fretting around here, fearing and listening to everything. California has protected those. So when those landlords get to harassing you and talking to you about craziness, you will be up to date on what you can let them know. Okay, so please, I won't say relax. We never should relax. But please look into it, because California has its own protection. And on that note, I just want you to think about this and be mindful of this. And then we're going to come back on, and I'll speak with you briefly about the causes we make and how we can make good ones and where bad ones come from. there's many, many ways that we can unite, but it starts with us. So, you know, the topic, the causes we make, you know, for each cause that we make out there, you're going to get an effect from it. That's a universal law. It's real. I'm not going to go to the podium today and give you a lecture. I'm just going to tell you about this briefly so that you can be mindful about it and kind of like try to work on it. You know, our words, thoughts, and actions form karma. And there's good karma and there's bad karma. And it's real, okay? A lot of individuals out there just throw that word around, but it is real. So to be true to thyself, to be truthful, to be authentic is a great way to be. But when you're doing that, be careful about the words. Your mouth will buy you a ticket. Be careful about your thoughts, and definitely be careful about your action, because there's good causes and there are bad causes. And the good causes bring about good effects, and the bad causes store up for the bad effect, and they're going to come. But the only thing about it is you don't know how they're coming, when they're coming, and what time they're coming. And what you don't want out there is to get a whooping from the universe, because you cannot fight back for the simple reason you don't know where those licks are coming. And it might not affect you. It might affect 5-6 generations down. Your babies, babies, babies might have to pay for that ugliness that you did. So I just kind of like wanted to share that with you so you could really, really think about it. I deal with a lot of people. I meet a lot of people. So therefore, I have to be observant and aware. But the most thing I have to be aware is my actions, thoughts, and behavior, okay? Because I understand karma and how strict that it is. So I want you guys to dial 323-769-5879. Again, 322-323-769-5879, and leave me a message. And that message should be, how are you forming your karma? Is it for the good or for the bad? I just want to give you a little homework out there. Go and do your research. It is real, it's strict, and it is a law, not the law of the police or of society. It is the law of the universe. And take it from me, I will guarantee you that if you make bad causes, you're going to get bad effects. And if you make good causes, you're going to get good effects. So be careful out there how we treat one another, what we say to one another, what we think about one another out there. Work on that. And especially with all of us going through this collective change that we're doing, everybody's nerves are on edge mentally. Be aware of it. Yesterday was Mental Monday. This is Mental Awareness Month out here. You know, we are all going through something, whether we show it in our physical or what. In our mental, we're going through it because we're all going through a new beginning and making changes and learning more about ourselves. So I just wanted to put that out there with you. For every good cause, you're going to get a good effect. For every bad cause, you're going to get a bad effect. So me, myself, I like the goodness of that. So I'm just going to give you some music, something to think about, something for you to be mindful of. And keep in mind, write down your notes for Stephanie Haynes next week, because she's going to be moving on, connecting that series on love language. Very, very important. Sit back and relax.
When your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy and you have no reasons for what's disturbing, remember these words my father said to me.
I never thought the sun would shine my way. All I've known is empty promises and pain. I need a way out, some type of escape, so I take refuge in this place.
Even though the road to glory seems long, the fire in me could win a marathon. Even if nothing you can overcome,
if you dream, then you can do anything.
Sword of love sharpened. I said the sword of love. keep it sharpened and know how to will it and will it out there and do whatever you have to do. See, a sword is useless in the hands of a coward. Always keep that in mind. So if you got that sword that you're carrying, and I'm speaking of the sword of love, not the sword of war, you put it out there and you let no one stop your dreams. I tell the young adults all the time, oh, well, my friend did this and my friend did that. I say, baby, keep in mind, betrayal, when someone betrays you, it doesn't mean that you're broken. And if it breaks you, you just get some crazy glue, stick those little pieces back together, and keep that bright shining mirror shining out there as bright as the sun. Betrayal does not mean that you are broken. And I'm going to put it out there, and when I'm telling them, I'm telling me, because, you know, life is up and down, and we have to deal with a whole lot of people. But put that sword in your hand, and in order to do it right, you have to carry a certain type of attitude. Listen.
How to deal? We care, share, we love all through the land.